Good evening. It is Aquarius Don Nancy with another If Black Lives Matter, Then Why. I just met this young lady named Shani J. Washington on YouTube who interviewed Talona, an owner of exclusive beauty hair store that I ordered my Queen of Everything cup that came today. Also my books for the Man Commandments for the From Boys to Gentlemen series that was inspired by his book. I always wanted to do something to focus on boys, but my initial route was actually to go the route that a lot of gurus used to tell you to do back in the day. I wanted, since I didn't have a degree, I didn't have certain things that people looked on as in vanity aspects, I looked for people to boost up there and make sure they're prominent online to assist youth like me who wanted to find those within their community or of their descent to help them and mentor them. While they mentor them, they teach them about their culture, because I wasn't taught about my culture by people who knew a lot about their culture but didn't have the time, or they were working 2 or 3 jobs. So I really am a product of what it is that I'm trying to help and solve a problem to, which is sad that a lot of nastiness made it go so far because of things people wanted to prove that got neither parties anywhere in that aspect. But with something shared on her show, which is basically I'm on YouTube right now because I'm trying to catch up with my supporting entrepreneur friends and their aspects. So let's see, Shani J. Washington, let's see what her channel says. Oh, Branding While Black. I would love to do an interview on her show. I'm trying to make lists of people I want to be on shows and stuff, and I'm sort of, you know, apprehensive. Definitely not going within the Haitian community at all. No. Because certain people who did used to have some type of prominence within radio or certain things stepped to me about certain things, and then they just went to a light-skinned individual, or I wasn't good enough or so. And it's just like there's nothing bitter here. It's just wrong what a lot of groups do. And I find out it's not just in my community. It's in a lot of Black communities. And I'm not saying it's just Black communities that do it, but it's just, we have no time for the stupidity, no time for the crab mentalities, no time for the things that I see are just hypocritical of people who are crying about the George Floyd situation, which, remember, the trial is still going on with the officers, and I see that they're beautifully, masterfully distracting, because as much fervor and passion people had when they were watching the video, I don't see it right now, and I see more passion for stupidity. Now you've got 2 ding-dongs, Jenks and some other dude, that cheated and are narcissists. Nothing new, especially nothing new to me, who's been with them. I thank heavens for my Oliver the Big Cock. But it's like you have centuries of your counterparts who want to keep you behind and retarded, but know that you're still going to spend your money and your dollar circulate so many times through their communities before it even circulates once. So it's like, just to see Talona on a show called Branding While Black and talking about certain things about what's said. I don't care if what someone sells is $50. I understand with the 20 years I've gone through certain things, and people didn't care about how my kids ate or so. People need to eat. What they pay for something also factors in gas, all these different things. So the haggler's mentality, or like the way my mom used to be at the flea market, she thought she could go into the mall, or when they had Hollywood Mall here before Pembroke Lakes Mall was made, because when they moved it from where that Adam was kidnapped in the 80s and they moved it in the 90s, 441 and Hollywood Boulevard, and then moved it down to Pines. My mom would go into these places like a real big chain and be like, oh, can I get it for $5? I'm like, look, it was so embarrassing. It's like, why are you going to try to haggle? And mind you, she did what she would do with any Black person she did with the white man. And I love that about Haitians back in the 80s and 90s, but I don't do it to entrepreneurs. And when I worked for companies that tried me or let me go early because, you know, they had more difficult employees that needed it, I didn't go to my managers with that understanding that they can cut me early for them to keep cutting me early and for me to always be last. Now, where I might complain about that once in a blue, I have to say God has shown out for me all my life. Whether it was the person coming in my bedroom in the middle of the night, abusing me, or whether it was constantly being beaten every day for stupidity, because imbecile was my favorite word to use, even though some took it wrong a certain way. I can't care, because a lot of things that I went through makes me not be that way as a parent, but also be accountable, because I want to be able to be a parent, and I'm finally getting that with the help of people who pay me my worth when it comes to what I do business-wise, and also when it comes to having great angels God has put, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, whichever, Asian, Indian, Indians are Asian too, because Asia Minor, Asia Major, things like that. But anywho, so I just like the fact that she talked about certain things of support and paying and the complaints that are given to other black entrepreneurs. My biggest thing is, and I'll let it be because I won't go over 10 minutes. Black entrepreneurs always got so much to say, so many memes to share, but do not support. And I look at it this way, especially for me, for those who would like to slight me, if you know I didn't support you, hey, no problem. But give me the opportunity to, because remember, certain people like I who didn't have the money up until recently to support black-owned business or just to support a mom. I don't care if it was a white mother, if it was a Hispanic mother, whatnot. On my Hey Online, I have great women of so many calibers that follow me, or I follow them, and I'm getting inspiration. I'm getting back. I'm getting out of my funk that I normally get into, especially with April coming, April 17th being when my baby was born and April 18th when she died. I normally feel a certain way, and I'm grateful. Like I said, I have a significant other who makes me feel good. I have friends who see that people need search engine optimization, and they're like, Nancy, shut your mouth. Nancy, stop giving free information out. Nancy, stop helping. And it's hard for me to stop helping because I see how far behind we are. I see the appropriations happening online. I see the racism online. I see the whitewashing in the World Wide Web for things like negus and certain words and terms. And it's just, I see the ignorance of people who say, oh, well, I know what I'm doing. But every time you mention Trump or mention people you don't like, you actually are helping them, because that mention is telling an algorithm they're popular. That mention is helping other bots who are not sophisticated, but just going off of that mention to present this individual more, you know? So it's like you can't get your own to support you a certain way, but they sure will support all the negative. They will support the people they say they don't want to support, and won't even learn algorithms or what algorithms are looking for or cues or signals to even give these people more support. So I'm just stuck with communities that are going to purchase from the youth that I help. I won't help youth for free if there's no trust fund created. That's my contingency. No longer helping adults for free. Oh no. If you're not connected to Aquarius Nancy right now, as of March 23rd, 2021, the Aquarius Nancy pay profile, nope. And only those that are going to get certain services, because those people I either went to school with 20 plus years ago. And like I always say, support doesn't mean you always have to like and be up my tail every day. But I remember those who supported me 20 years ago to a minute ago. And that's all I can say is thank you, because all that attention helped me get to where I am. And those who felt to just look, I'm starting to do that too. Because I used to spend 18 man hours sitting in front of a desktop, just posting manually. This is not even automatic. This is before I learned about automation and things like that. And it's just like, I know bots track that. That's why I get sent beta stuff or whatever, because they track to see who's there longest. I know that's why I was a beta tester for Xbox Live and all these different things. And talking about Xbox Live, I gotta get me my PlayStation 5. My son has his PlayStation 4. Well, actually, I'm giving my son the new PlayStation. It just came out. I'll get the one with the console. And I don't want the digital. I want him to get the all the bells and whistles, and I'll take his 4. And then I'm gonna get live myself. And those are the ways me as a techie mom, a gamer mom, gets to stay in contact with her son. So another, if Black Lives Matter, then why support others the way you expect to be supported? And reflect, if someone's not supporting you, were you even supporting them? That's all. Just reflect. Don't be a hypocrite. Love you guys and have a great one. And if you'd like to support me and my endeavors, which really could use that, especially with the Man Commandments books that I got today for the From Boys to Gentlemen, that author Sakiam Cotton provides a great manual on etiquette and manhood. But it's also my way of, hey, online kids, helping along with the Lemonade Stand in the Sky, which will also help them because it's a lifelong guidance. So all the guys involved in this program will always be helped for the rest of their life, because until my last breath, and I want to instill this in my kids, I'm just going to always help. I can't help it, no matter what people tell me, but I just rather help the right people. Have a great night. Love you.